Welcome to Shea Stadium in New York, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the New York Yankees. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The DH, Tommy Harper. Batting second. The center fielder, Rick Miller. Batting third. The right fielder, Bernie Carbo. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fifth. The catcher, Bob Montgomery. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Cecil Cooper. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Dick McAuliffe. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Doug Griffin. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Mario Guerrero. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Luis Tiant. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Roy White. Batting second. The first baseman, Mike Hegan. Batting third. The catcher, Thurman Munson. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Bobby Mercer. Batting fifth. The DH, Ron Blomberg. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Greg Nettles. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Lou Piniella. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Gene Michael. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Jim Mason. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Mel Stottlemyre. And now, play ball. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is called out on strikes. One out. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mason fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Roy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is called out on strikes. One out. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Thurman Munson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munson strikes out. Two outs. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Mercer takes first base on ball four. Hegan moves to second. Ron Blomberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blomberg hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Griffin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Michael misplays the ball. That's an error on Michael. Bob Montgomery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montgomery hits a fly ball into right field. Piniella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper hits a fly ball into left field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Michael scoops it up and throws to first, with Stottlemyre covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella is called out on strikes. One out. Gene Michael is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michael hits a fly ball into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Mason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mason hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Nettles moves to second. Roy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 1 in the game. White is hit by the pitch. Nettles moves to third. Mason moves to second. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hegan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hegan takes first base on ball 4. Nettles scores. Mason moves to third. White moves to second. It's 1-0, Yankees. Thurman Munson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munson is 0 for 1 in the game. Munson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Montgomery settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the Red Sox 0. The Red Sox will come to bat. Doug Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin hits a fly ball into right field. Piniella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mario Guerrero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerrero hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mason scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Harper is 0 for 1 in the game. Harper takes first base on ball 4. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nettles fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3. With the score, the Yankees 1, and the Red Sox 0. The Yankees will come to bat. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mercer is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Mercer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ron Blomberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blomberg is 0 for 1 in the game. Blomberg is called out on strikes. One out. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Nettles hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mercer moves to third. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella is 0 for 1 in the game. Piniella is called out on strikes. Two outs. Gene Michael is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michael is 0 for 1 in the game. Michael is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the Red Sox 0. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo is 0 for 1 in the game. Carbo hits a fly ball into left field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0 for 1 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hegan scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Yastrzemski for the out. Two outs. Bob Montgomery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montgomery is 0 for 1 in the game. Montgomery hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mason scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the Red Sox 0. The Yankees will come to bat. Jim Mason batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Mason is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Mason hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Griffin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 1 in the game. he's been hit by a pitch. White hits a fly ball into right field. Carbo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Hegan hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Montgomery settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-1 in the game. Cooper hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0-for-1 in the game. McAuliffe hits a fly ball into left field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doug Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 0-for-1 in the game. Griffin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cooper moves to second. Mario Guerrero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerrero is 0-for-1 in the game. Guerrero hits a fly ball into left field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Harper hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cooper scores. There goes Griffin trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. It's Red Sox, 1, Yankees, 1. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Yankees 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Thurman Munson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munson is 0-for-2 in the game. Munson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Griffin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mercer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Mercer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ron Blomberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montgomery fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Montgomery. Mercer moves to second. Ron Blomberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blomberg is 0-for-2 in the game. Blomberg hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Nettles is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Nettles hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mercer scores. It's 2-1, Yankees. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella is 0-for-2 in the game. Piniella hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Miller. Piniella reaches second base with a double. There goes Nettles trying to get to home. Miller throws the ball into Guerrero, who relays the ball to Montgomery, who tags Nettles, who came all the way from first, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Miller hits a fly ball into left field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo is 0-for-2 in the game. Carbo strikes out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-2 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Bob Montgomery is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Montgomery is 0-for-2 in the game. Montgomery strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Gene Michael is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michael is 0 for 2 in the game. Michael hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Mason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mason is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Mason bunts towards the catcher. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Michael moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Roy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. White hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Griffin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hegan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Hegan is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Thurman Munson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munson is 0 for 3 in the game. Munson hits a ball on the ground towards third. McAuliffe fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cooper hits a fly ball into left field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0 for 2 in the game. McAuliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Doug Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Griffin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mario Guerrero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerrero is 0 for 2 in the game. Guerrero hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Munson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Mercer is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Mercer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Griffin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Blomberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blomberg is 0 for 3 in the game. Blomberg hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Montgomery settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Nettles is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Nettles hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Griffin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Harper hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stottlemyre fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Miller hits a fly ball into right field. Piniella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Carbo is 0 for 3 in the game. Carbo takes first base on ball 4. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Michael fields it and throws to second for the out. the side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Piniella hits a fly ball into right field. Carbo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Michael is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michael is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Michael hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Tiant fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Mason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mason is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mason strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Elliot Maddox now playing right field. Bob Montgomery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montgomery is 0-for-3 in the game. Montgomery hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stottlemyre fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0-for-3 in the game. McAuliffe hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Juan Benitez pinch hits for Doug Griffin. Juan Benitez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Benitez hits a fly ball into left field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Yankees, 2, and Boston Red Sox, 1. Goodbye from Shea Stadium in New York.